Almighty Yahweh, our Heavenly Father, we humbly bow our hearts before your throne of grace on this, your new moon day and your holy Sabbath day, Father. We come before you because you've commanded us to worship you on your Sabbath day. So, Father, as we come before you this day, we ask that you would truly be a blessing to all those that have a petition before you, especially those who are in need of a healing, a touch from the Master's hand. We know, Father, that you can do all things and there's nothing too hard for you. And you can restore all those, Father, back to their original health. But we know, Father, that the love that you have for your people is great. And we ask, Father, as you touch each and everyone's heart, that you would be a blessing to each that is sincere. You know, Father, exactly what we have need of. Console those who've lost loved ones. Comfort them as only you can. Truly be a blessing to all those, Father, that have lost someone. You know what it is to lose, but you also know how to restore. So, Father, we know that there's nothing too hard for you, and you can restore each one back to the Father. So thank you, Father, for every blessing. We ask, Father, as Yahweh Yireh, our provider, you would give us everything we have need of, not just on the Sabbath day, but throughout the week, Father. Whenever we call on you and bow our hearts before you, we ask that you would hear and answer prayer. But especially this day, Father, we ask that you would open our hearts to receive the implanted word, that you would teach us, Father, from your word, and that you would cause us to draw near to you so that we can receive the blessings, Father, from on high. You know exactly where we are. You know what we need to hear, Father. So touch our hearts. Cause each one of us to be faithful to you, Father. Because we know, Father, that you're all righteous. And we, on the other hand, can be very wicked. We ask, Father, that you would cause us to change our ways, to seek to do your will, and to be cleansed through the blood of your Son, Yahshua the Messiah, who can restore your people, who can cleanse us. So we thank you for his great sacrifice and his shed blood, which has touched each and every one of our lives. We love you and thank you for every blessing, and we ask all these favors and blessings in the name of your Son, Yahshua the Messiah, we pray. Hallelujah. You may all be seated. This message is entitled Yahweh's Righteous Judgment. We want Almighty Yahweh to be firm in his promises toward us, but are we firm in our devotion to him? In the book of Yahshua, chapter 3, we want to start looking into the word there. This is the book that we're in the evening in the prayer line, Yahshua. But in Yahshua chapter 3, we'll start in verse 7. Yahweh said to Yahshua, "Today I will begin to magnify you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with you." So Yahweh wanted to get the people to understand that Yahshua truly was the designated leader after Moses, that he would receive the obedience of the people because he spoke with Yahshua. And Yahweh does speak with his leaders, Now, here in verse 8 it says, "And you shall command the priests that bear the Ark of the Covenant, saying, when you come to the edge of the waters of the Jordan, you shall stand in the Jordan. And Joshua said to the children of Israel, come here and hear the words of Yahweh, your Elohim." Now, normally it's the man of Elohim that is bringing the word to the people. But as with Moses, and he had Aaron as the mouthpiece or the high priest, here Joshua still has a high priest and the priests that are going to do the spiritual work of Yahweh. But Joshua himself, you have to understand, this Joshua is a type of the Joshua, our Savior. Keep that in mind. So Joshua in verse 9 said to the children of Israel, come hear and hear the words of Yahweh your Elohim. And Joshua, our Savior, brought the word of Yahweh to each one of us through the evangels, through the prophets, through Paul and the rest of the apostles. Now, in verse 10, he says, and Joshua said, by this you shall know that the living El is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Hivite, the Perizzite, the Girgashite, the Amorite, and the Jebusite. So these are the Canaanite nations that were living in the land of Canaan. And they were going to be driven out from before Israel. Verse 11, behold, the Ark of the Covenant of the Sovereign of all the earth passes over before you into the Jordan. And this represented Yahweh, even though it was just the Ark of the Covenant. But it represented Yahweh, his presence with Israel. Verse 12, now therefore take 12 men out of the tribes of Israel, a man for every tribe. And it shall come to pass, when the soles of the feet of the priests that bear the Ark of Yahweh, the Sovereign of all the earth. Now, we understand that there is no other Sovereign. There is no other Mighty One. Yahweh is the only true and living Mighty One. It says, the Sovereign of all the earth shall rest in the waters of the Jordan, that the waters of the Jordan shall be cut off, even the waters that come down from above. And they shall stand in one heap. So the waters of the Jordan were stopped. And this was a miracle. Similar to them coming out of Egypt, but see, the Red Sea was parted on both sides. This is parted, but of course the water that was going south, because the water was coming from the north to the south, the water on the north side stood up in a heap, but the waters to the south just drained. They just kept going. So there you had dry land. They went across the Jordan on dry land. Verse 14, and it came to pass, as the people moved from their tents to cross over the Jordan, the priests that bore the Ark of the Covenant being ahead of the people, and when they bore the Ark had come to the Jordan, and the feet of the priests that bore the Ark had dipped in the edge of the water, for the Jordan overflowed all its banks all the time of the harvest. So this was the time of the harvest. Okay, now we talked about that a little last night, about the wheat harvest. This harvest that Yahweh is preparing is a people to do his will in these last days. This harvest that Yahweh is looking for is a people who are going to be the first fruits, the 144,000. Now, this is important that we understand the time of the year that this happened. It's this time of the year, verse 16, and the waters which came down from above stood and rose up in one heap, a great way off at Adam, the city that is beside Zarethan, and those that went down toward the sea of the Arba, even the salt sea, were wholly cut off. And the people crossed over opposite Jericho, and the priest that bore the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh stood firm on dry ground in the middle of the Jordan, and all Israel crossed over on dry ground until all the nation had completely crossed over the Jordan. Now, again, this is important because the people who were in Jericho, Jericho was a fortified city. It was also a major city because it was there on the border, there by the Jordan. So these people in Jericho could see from their city walls what was going on. Yahweh, his righteous judgment is going to fall on those of Jericho, just like it's going to fall on the earth in these last days. Go over to Joshua chapter 7. In Joshua chapter 7, this is after Jericho was delivered into the hands of Israel. In verse 1 it says, but the children of Israel committed a trespass in the devoted thing. For Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took of the devoted thing, and the anger of Yahweh was kindled against the children of Israel. Now, this was done, of course, in secret. In verse 2, and Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Beth Aven, on the east side of Bethel, and spoke to them, saying, go up and spy out the land. And the men went up and spied out Ai. And they returned to Joshua and said to him, do not let all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and strike Ai. Do not make all the people toil there, for they are but a few. So there went up there of the people about 3,000 men, and they fled before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai killed of them about 36 men, and they chased them from before the gate, even to Shebarim, and struck them down at the descent. And the hearts of the people melted and became as water. So Israel was defeated, their first defeat. And see, they thought that they could just march through Canaan and destroy and do cleanse the land as Yahweh had commanded them. In verse 6, and Joshua tore his clothes and fell to the earth upon his face before the ark of Yahweh until the evening. And he and the elders of Israel, and they put dust on their heads, and Joshua said, alas, O sovereign Yahweh, why have you at all brought this people over the Jordan to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to cause us to perish? If only we had been content and dwelt beyond the Jordan. O sovereign Yahweh, what shall I say after that Israel has turned their backs toward their enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land will hear of it and will surround us and cut off our name from the earth. And what will you do for your great name? So The question here is, what will you do for your great name? Yahweh had already done great things for his great name. He had brought them from Egypt. They walked on dry ground through the Red Sea. So they knew of this. Those in Jericho knew of it because Rahab told them, their hearts melted before Yahweh because of what Yahweh had done. So they knew of it. Verse 10, and Yahweh said to Yahshua, he's speaking to him directly, get up. Why have you fallen upon your face? Israel has sinned. Yes, they have even transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them. Yes, they have even taken of the devoted thing and have also stolen and dissembled also. And they even have put it among their own stuff. Therefore, the children of Israel cannot stand before their enemies. They turn their backs before their enemies because they have become cursed. I will not be with you anymore unless you destroy the devoted thing from among you. Up, sanctify the people and say, sanctify yourselves against tomorrow. For thus says Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, there is a devoted thing in the middle of you. O Israel, you cannot stand before your enemies until you take away the devoted thing from among you. Now, Jericho was devoted to Yahweh. All of the silver and the gold and the precious metals were designed to go to Yahweh. It was first fruits. And see, we're at that time again, next weekend, where the first fruits are offered. The first fruits are given. Now, we have a week to look deep within ourselves to make sure that we're not like Israel and have taken of the devoted thing. When we realize that Almighty Yahweh will only do good for us, but we are the reason that we receive judgment because of what we do. Now, it only took one man to sin to cause Israel to sin. Let's not blame Almighty Yahweh for our problems, but thank him for our deliverance. Now, each one of us goes through problems in our life. But without those problems, we don't realize that Yahweh's with us and he's the one that delivers us. But we have to make sure that we're not sinning against him so that we can receive that deliverance. Verse 14, in the morning, therefore, you shall be brought near by your tribes, and it shall be that the tribe which Yahweh takes shall come near by families, and the family which Yahweh shall take shall come near by households, and the household which Yahweh shall take shall come near by man, and it shall be that he that is taken with the devoted thing shall be burnt with fire, he and all that he has, because he has transgressed the covenant of Yahweh and because he has wrought folly in Israel. Now, none of us want to create a disturbance or be considered a sinner against Almighty Yahweh, because truly judgment is coming upon this earth. And we have to understand, as Yahweh's servants, that his judgment is righteous. Over in Isaiah chapter 26, Isaiah 26, verse 7, it says, the way of the just is uprightness. You that are upright, direct the path of the just. So it's talking about those who are keeping the covenant to be an example. In verse 8, yes, in the way of your judgments, O Yahweh, have we waited for you to your name. Now, what's so special about this name? Yahweh's name is special because it means I am eternal. He's the only one that can give us eternal life, brethren. And it says, yes, in the way of your judgments, O Yahweh, have we waited for you, to your name, even to your memorial name, is the desire of our soul. With my soul have I desired you in the night. Yes, with my spirit within me will I seek you earnestly. For when your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world learn righteousness. See, through the judgments that we go through in our lives will we learn righteousness. Let favor be showed to the wicked, yet will he not learn righteousness. In the land of the uprightness, the land of uprightness, will he deal wrongfully and will not behold the majesty of Yahweh. Yahweh, your hand is lifted up, yet they see not, but they shall see your zeal for the people. Yahweh is going to show that there's a separation between his people and the people of this world. And be put to shame, yes, fire shall devour your adversary. So the fire that devoured Achan and his family devoured them as adversary. Yahweh, you will ordain peace for us, for you have also worked all our works for us. O Yahweh, our Elohim, other rulers besides you have had dominion over us. And truly, that happened. Satan the devil had rulership over us until we came to the knowledge of Yahweh. But by you only will we make mention of your name. And it's truly Yahweh's name that lifts us up. It's nice to have something to believe in, brethren. Most people have been let down by parents, spouses, children, friends in their religion. The preacher they looked up to gets caught in a sex scandal like Jimmy Swagger. Our hope and faith must be in Yahweh and Yahshua, not any man. Now, the reason I'm saying this is because men are fallible and men fall. Yes, you have righteous men in the earth who are doing the work of Yahweh. But our hope must be in Elohim. It has to be in Yahweh. Turn over to John chapter 14. John chapter 14, and we'll start in verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled, brethren. Believe in Yahweh. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I come again. He's going to return and will receive you to myself. Now, a lot of people are, you know, most Christians believe, oh, he's preparing a place in heaven. It doesn't say that in the text. They're just assuming this because he has gone to sit on the right hand of the Father. But it doesn't say that he's prepared the place in heaven for his people, and will receive you to myself. For where I am, there you may be also. Yahshua is coming back to this earth. He's bringing the kingdom of Yahweh to this earth. And where I go, you know the way. Thomas says to him, Rabbi, we know not where you go, or how do we know the way? Yahshua said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me, but through me. You have to come through Yahshua, not Jesus. You come through Yahshua, not Muhammad. You come through Yahshua, not Buddha. Verse 7, if you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you know him and have seen him. Philip says to him, Rabbi, show us the Father, and it suffices us. Yahshua said to him, have I been so long a time with you, and do you not know me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. How say you, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I say to you, I speak not from myself, but the Father remaining in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Can we judge the work of Yahshua, looking at what he has accomplished and what he has done, and say that we don't know the Father? See, Yahshua has opened our eyes to Yahweh the Father. Truly, truly, in verse 12, I say to you, he that believes on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do. And we saw the works that Yahshua did, but he says, greater works than these shall he do, because I go to the Father, and whatever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, that will I do. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that it may be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, that the world cannot receive, for it beholds it not, neither knows it. You know it, for it remains with you and shall be in you. So the Holy Spirit leads and guides the people of Yahweh. Now, Almighty Yahweh has given us his Holy Spirit, which the world cannot receive. And the reason the world cannot receive it is because they don't know Yahweh, and they're not keeping his commandments. He says in verse 18, I will not leave you desolate. I come to you. Yet a little while, and the world beholds me no more. But you behold me because I live. You shall live also. In that day, you shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He that has my commandments and keeps them, he it is that loves me. And he that loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. We have been manifested and received the manifestation of the Spirit. Yahweh's righteous judgment is going to fall on this world, brethren, this earth. And the people of this earth are going to receive judgment. But Yahweh's people will not, because they are faithful in keeping his covenant. Turn over to Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5, and we'll start in verse 17. This is the passage where the disciples were put in jail by the high priest for teaching Yahshua and using the name. Verse 17, but the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and they were filled with jealousy, and laid hands on the apostles and put them in public ward in jail. But an angel of Yahweh by night opened the prison doors and brought them out and said, go and stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. It didn't tell them to go and flee, as Peter was told later, but it told them to go and stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. And when they heard this, they entered into the temple about daybreak and taught. But the high priest came and they that were with him and called the council together. This is the Sanhedrin, the 70 elders. and all the senate of the children of Israel, and sent to the prison house to have them brought. But the officers that came found them not in the prison, and they returned and told them, saying, the prison house we found shut in all safety, and the keepers standing at the doors. But when we had opened, we found no man inside. Now, when the captain of the temple and the chief priests heard these words, they were much perplexed concerning them to which this would grow. And there came one and told them, behold, the men whom you put in the prison are in the temple standing and teaching the people. Then went the captain with the officers and brought them, but without violence. For they feared the people, lest they should be stoned. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council. And the high priest asked him, saying, we strictly charge you not to teach in this name. And behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and intent to bring this man's blood upon us. But we remember that they said to Pilate, let his blood be upon us and our children, our families forever. Verse 29, but Peter and the apostles answered and said, we must obey Yahweh rather than men. Now, I want you to understand that we must obey Yahweh, brethren, rather than man. If man's law or his judgment is contrary to the judgment of Yahweh, we must obey Yahweh first. Verse 30, the Elohim of our fathers raised up Yahshua, whom you killed, hanging him on a tree. Not a cross, on a tree. Him did Yahweh exalt with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, to give repentance to Israel and remission of sins. And we are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, which Yahweh has given to them that obey him. He gives his Holy Spirit to them that obey him, those who are keeping the commandment, the covenant of Yahweh. Do you obey? Now, to receive the blessings of Yahweh, his Holy Spirit only abides in his faithful servants. Psalm 51, verse 1. This is a psalm of David. We're going to read verses 10 to 12. Create in me a clean heart, O Elohim, and renew a right spirit within me. David was asking this because he had sinned against Almighty Yahweh. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. He didn't want the Holy Spirit to be ripped away from him because he had sinned. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit. We have to understand that if we sin against Yahweh, the Holy Spirit cannot remain in us. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and we'll start in verse 9. Or do you not know that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of Yahweh? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with men, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of Yahweh. And such were some of you. See, we have a past, brethren, but Yahweh brought us from that past. It says, but you were washed, we were baptized, and you were sanctified, you were set apart for a holy purpose. But you were justified in the name of the sovereign Yahshua the Messiah in the spirit of our Elohim, and we were justified by Yahshua's blood. Verse 12, all things are lawful for me, but not all things are expedient. Now, when this says all things are lawful for me, but it's talking about the things that are lawful. It's not talking about eating pork. It's not talking about violating the clean food laws or any of the Ten Commandments. It says, all things are lawful for me, but I will not be bought under the power of any. Meats for the belly and belly for the meats. But Elohim shall bring to nothing both it and them. But the body is not for fornication, but for Yahshua, and Yahshua for the body. And Yahweh both raised the master and will raise us up through his power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of the Messiah? Shall I then take away the members of the Messiah and make them members of a harlot? In Hosea, Yahweh reckons the Jewish people to be like a harlot because they've gone into idolatry. They have many lovers. But Yahweh himself, being their husband, is telling them he wants them to come back. He's willing to forgive them. Are we willing to forgive those who sin against us, brethren? It says here, and make them members of a harlot? By no means. For do you not know that he that is joined to a harlot is one body? You become one with that harlot. For the two, he says, shall become one flesh. But he that is joined to Yahweh is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man does is outside the body. But he that commits fornication sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit? He gives his Holy Spirit to them that obey. Those who are baptized in Yahshua's name receive the gift of the Holy Spirit at the laying on of hands by the elder. He says, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which you have from Yahweh, and you are not your own? For you were bought with a price. Glorify Yahweh, therefore, in your body. That price is the blood of Yahshua the Messiah. It's important that we understand what Yahweh has done for us, brethren. Most people don't understand. They don't truly have a clue. And the reason I say that is because they are outside the body. They don't have Yahweh's Holy Spirit. They don't know Yahweh like we know Yahweh. But it's our job to bring them to this knowledge as we go forth spreading the glad tidings throughout the world. Back in Psalm 51, we'll start in verse 1. Psalm 51, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet came to him after he had gone into Bathsheba. He had committed adultery with Uriah the Hittite's wife. He says, have mercy upon me, O Elohim, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my sin, my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done that which is evil in your sight, that you may be justified when you speak and be clear when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Purify me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities, all my sins. See, Yahweh can cleanse you from all your sins. He can take away anything that would cause you to be unclean. Verse 10, create in me a clean heart. And this is what we want. We want a clean heart before Almighty Yahweh. O Elohim, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit. Then will I teach transgressors your way, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O Elohim, the Elohim of my salvation. And my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. Yahweh, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. Do we praise Yahweh the way we should, brethren? For you delight not in sacrifice, else I would give it. You have no pleasure in burnt offering. The sacrifices of Elohim are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. O Elohim, you will not despise. When you look at your sins and what you've done in your past, Almighty Yahweh has been there for you. He's cleansed you from those sins. Think about where you are today. He says, a broken and a contrite heart, O Elohim, you will not despise. Do good in your good pleasure to Zion. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Build the walls of the kingdom. Then you will delight in the sacrifices of righteousness, and burnt offerings, and whole burnt offerings. Then will they offer bullocks upon your altar. When we come before Almighty Yahweh, we come before Almighty Yahweh to seek forgiveness, to seek His salvation. Yahweh's righteous judgment is going to fall on this earth. And I'm telling you, judgment is coming very soon. Turn over to Psalm 105. And we'll start in verse 1. Psalm 105, 1. Oh, give thanks to Yahweh. Call upon His name. How can you do this if you don't know who He is? This is why it's important for this Eliyahu message to go forth into all the world. We have a great job to do, brethren. We have to let the world know that Yahweh is a true and living mighty one. Make known among the peoples His doings. Tell of His wondrous works, not only in your life, the testimonies that you can give, but what about the message to the world? See, when He brought Israel out of Egypt, it was a mighty thing. Verse 2, sing to Him, sing praises to Him. Talk of all His marvelous works. Glory in His holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek Yahweh. Seek you, Yahweh, and His strength. Seek His face forevermore. Remember His marvelous works that He has done, His wonders, and the judgments of His mouth. O you seed of Abraham, His servant, you children of Jacob, His chosen ones. These are the children, His chosen ones. Remember, you have Abraham, you have Isaac, you have Jacob. And Jacob had 12 sons and a daughter. Yet, he had many children from that group of people who were called Israel. the seed became mighty. Remember, verse 5, his marvelous works that he had done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O you seed of Abraham, you children of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is Yahweh our Elohim. His judgments are in all the earth. And I'm telling you, those judgments are going to be falling on the people of this earth. But his chosen ones will be preserved. And we have to be a part of his chosen ones. Verse 8, he has remembered his covenant forever. The word which he commanded to a thousand generations. The covenant which he made with Abraham. And his oath to Isaac. And confirm the same to Jacob for a statute. To Israel for an everlasting covenant. The covenant hasn't been done away with. The problem is Israel failed to keep it. We have to keep it, brethren, because we are the people of the book. And Yahweh's righteous judgments are going to fall upon this earth and the people of this earth. Verse 11, saying to you will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance, when they were but a few men in number, very few and sojourners in it. And they went about from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another. He suffered no man to do them wrong. Yes, he reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed ones, and do my prophets no harm. And he called for a famine upon the land. He broke the whole staff of bread. There have been many famines on the earth. There's going to be a famine in these last days of hearing the word of Yahweh. But we have that word, brethren. We know what Yahweh desires for us to do. Verse 17, he sent a man before them. Joseph was sold for a servant. His feet they hurt with feathers. He was laid in chains of iron until the time that his word came to pass. The word of Yahweh tried him. Now Joseph was a type of Yahshua the Messiah as well. And what happened with Joseph? He prepared and saved them from a famine that was going to come on the whole earth. Now, I'm telling you, Yahshua has sent us to prepare this earth for a famine that's coming upon the whole land. Will we do our job? Because Yahweh's righteous judgments are going to fall on the earth, and they're coming very soon, brethren. Remember, you know, all of the things you've gone through, Yahweh was always there for you. He was there with you. Our closing passage is going to be Job chapter 19. Then Job answered and said, how long will you vex my soul and break me in pieces with words? These 10 times have you reproached me. You are not ashamed that you deal harshly with me. And be it indeed that I have erred. My error remains with myself. And we all have erred and all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of Yahweh. But Yahweh can deliver us out of any error, any sin. Verse 5, if indeed you will magnify yourselves against me, and plead against my reproach. Now, Job is answering his three friends, as well as the young man. But he's talking to Bildad the Shuhite, as well as Zophar. He says, know now that Eloah has subverted me in my cause and has compassed me with his net. Behold, I cry out wrong, but I am not heard. I cry for help, but there is no justice. Remember what Job was going through, brethren. Job had lost everything. All he had left was his wife and his family members, not his kids. They were all killed. Now, his wealth was taken. See, the devil had gotten permission from Yahweh to try Job. And he told him, you can, just don't take his life. So after he took all of his wealth, his family, and you know, just tried to destroy him, he then came and took his health. He took his health. Now, a lot of people, when they get sick and their health is bad, you know, they kind of lose it. They, you know, they don't get stronger in their faith. They get weaker. Even though they ask for prayers and they want people to support them, some people lose their faith. And this is not something that happened to Job. He didn't lose his faith. In verse 8, he has walled up my way that I cannot pass and has set darkness in my path. He has stripped me of my glory and taken the crown from my head. He has broken me down on every side and I am gone. And my hope has he plucked up like a tree. He has also kindled his wrath against me and he counts me to him as one of his adversaries. Now, Yahweh is not the one that actually turns away from us. We turn away from him. When he pulls himself away and will not hear our prayers is because we've sinned against him. And when you're in sin and you're a sinner and you haven't repented, he's not going to hear your prayer. You have to be a repentant sinner for him to hear you. Verse 12, his troops come on together and cast up their way against me and camp all around my tent. He has put my brethren far from me and my acquaintances are wholly estranged from me. My kinsfolk have failed and my familiar friends have forgotten me. They that dwell in my house and my maids count me for a stranger. I am an alien in their sight. I call up my servant and he gives me no answer, though I entreat him with my mouth. My breath is strange to my wife and my supplication the children of my own mother, my brethren, my brothers, my sisters. Even young children despise me. If I arise, they speak against me. All my familiar friends abhor me. And they whom I loved are turned against me. When you are going through these changes in your life, brethren, understand that this is there's a reason for it. My bone cleaves to my skin and my flesh, and I have escaped with the skin of my teeth. Have pity upon me, have pity upon me, O you my friends, for the hand of Eloah has touched me. Why do you persecute me as El? And are not satisfied with my flesh. Oh, that my words were now written. Oh, that they were inscribed in a book. With that, an iron pen and lead, they were carved into the rock forever. But as for me, I know that my Redeemer lives. And at last, he will stand upon the earth. And truly, Yahshua is going to return and stand upon the earth. And after my skin, even this body is destroyed. That without my flesh shall I see Eloah, whom I, even I, shall see on my side. And my eyes shall behold, and not as a stranger. My heart is consumed within me. If you say, how will we persecute him, and that the root of the matter is found in me, be afraid of the sword, for wrath brings the punishment of the sword, that you may know there is a judgment. And there is a judgment, brethren, that's coming upon this earth in these last days. But that judgment that is coming upon all those who have forsaken the Holy One of Israel and forsaken the law. Almighty Yahweh has called the people who are willing to keep the covenant, who are without a fault when it comes to keeping the commandments. We know that Yahweh is righteous, and his righteous judgments are going to fall upon the earth. It's going to fall upon all those who are violating the covenant. Truly, we know what Yahweh's commandments teach. Each one of us has to be faithful in doing Yahweh's commandments. May Almighty Yahweh bless each one of you as you seek to do his will and keep his covenant in these last days. His word is going to be mighty upon this earth. And each one of us has to make a decision if we're going to keep the covenant or not. Because the judgment is going to fall, and it's going to fall very soon. So let us prepare our lives for that judgment so that we can witness to this world what Yahweh is trying to get their attention. Would you all please rise at this time? Almighty Yahweh, Heavenly Father, we humbly bow our hearts before your throne of grace. We thank and praise your name, Father, for every blessing. We thank you for calling us out of this sinful world into your marvelous light. We thank you for the blessings that you've bestowed upon each and every one of your people. Father, we know that your righteous judgments are soon going to fall on this earth. And we ask, Father, that you would protect your people, those who have accepted your covenant, who've been baptized in Yahshua's name and received the gift of your Holy Spirit. Continue to protect us. Help us, Father, as we seek to witness your truth to all those you send our way. We love you and thank you for every blessing. And it's in Yahshua's holy name we come before you, asking all these favors and blessings this day. Hallelujah. You'll take your song.